Welcome to the Jennings Wire online magazine podcast series, where we feature interviews with top authors and experts. My name is Stacey Emerald Kaufman. I'm the radio director of Annie Jennings PR, the national PR firm behind the feature magazine online sensation, JenningsWire.com, a community of bloggers that share their personal experiences and wisdom gained throughout their lives. There's nothing like it on the web, and we invite you to visit JenningsWire.com to discover the blogger that is just right for you. Today's guest is Britt Reintz, an author, speaker, and happiness advocate. Her new book, An Amateur's Guide to the Pursuit of Happiness, uses life lessons from herself and other happiness amateurs, along with a little bit of wisdom from experts, to help readers take control of their own happiness journeys. Britt says that when it comes to your own happiness, the only expert that matters is you. So welcome, Britt.
Hi, Stacey. Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
Well, it's our pleasure. And, you know, you're saying that the only expert when it comes to your own happiness is you. And what do you mean by that?
Well, what I mean is that, you know, there's a lot of research and a lot of wisdom and things like that about what can make us happy. And I think it's really important that we all remember that those are really just ideas. They're really at best good guesses about what might work for you, but in the end, you're the only person that can tell what's going on. And it's important to kind of own that, because otherwise what happens is we end up, you know, trying a lot of advice and possibly getting frustrated when what we think should work for us doesn't. So I think it's really important that you learn to kind of tap into your instincts and your inner voice, so that you can appreciate that, you know best when it comes to your own happiness.
Right, Brad. I mean, if you're taking somebody else's advice, I mean, they're speaking from their own hearts and their own souls and what is going on in their own lives. So how can you just, it's not like cookie cutter, right? You can't just sit there and apply what somebody else thinks would make them happy automatically.
Exactly.
Might make you happy.
Exactly. And lately, you know, there's so much science about happiness, right? Which is exciting because, yay, people are interested in it, but it can also be a little frustrating because even science and research doesn't give us, you know, a universal answer. It might give you, you know, a researcher might talk to a group of 100 people and find that 75 people, you know, find that exercising every day or makes them happier. That's great. But if you're one of the 25 that doesn't work for, you know, well, your happiness is important too. So that's I think it's becoming really, really important when we're getting all of this science and experts and, you know, lots and lots of advice. Not only that, but there's always conflicting advice. I think that's really important to, you know, to always be willing to filter whatever you're reading and hearing through your own experiences.
So because happiness is not one size fits all, how do people discover what the secret is to their own personable, palatable, tangible happiness?
well, the really uncomfortable answer is that it takes some experimenting. You know, it takes trying a few different things and paying attention to what works for you. In the book, An Amateur's Guide to the Pursuit of Happiness, I actually recommend 5 different sort of pathways you can try. And the idea is, I kind of imagine, you know, happiness as this like place or this nut you're trying to crack. And these 5 maps give you different angles you can go at it from. And in each one, you know, if one doesn't quite work for you, then you try another one. If that one feels right in this way, you know, maybe gratitude helps you figure out how to have a happier day, but it isn't really doing much for you as far as giving you an overall happier life. Well, maybe you try going at it from, you know, acceptance or this other sort of angle. So that's really what it comes down to, is being willing to accept that it's a process. You know, there is no one magic secret. It's a process.
So, Britt, why do you say happiness takes guts?
Well, going back to that idea that it's a process, there are parts of that process that are extremely uncomfortable, and you have to be willing to go through those uncomfortable, scary parts. There are some parts of happiness that are really scary. You know, making yourself vulnerable, which is what's required to have a connection with somebody else, that's really scary. You know, getting in front of somebody and telling them things that you might not like about yourself or that you're kind of scared of, that's scary. Getting to know yourself better, that's really scary because what if you don't like yourself, you know? That doesn't always happen, but that's the fear, you know? So it's that sucking it up and kind of finding the courage to go on this journey, even though you know that there's going to be some uncomfortable parts along the way.
So how do you overcome those fears? What if you could tell our listeners, and they're sitting here listening to the podcast and saying, you know, yeah, I do want to experiment a little more. I want to try some new things. I want to go through some trial and error to find out what really does make me happy. Maybe I don't like to be sweaty. Exercising doesn't make me happy. It makes me uncomfortable. So exercise is out the window. But, how does somebody overcome that fear of trying the next thing that might make them happy? And what would you recommend for our listeners to do?
Well,
if they're sitting there going, what should I do next? How do I overcome this fear? Because maybe jumping out of an airplane makes me happy. No, I'm just kidding. But
you've got to take a leap. Right. Well, here's my biggest secret for overcoming fear. As I try to get people to stop trying to overcome fear and try to get comfortable with feeling it. That to me is the biggest thing. Acknowledge, like, okay, this freaks me out. And then sit with that for a little bit, you know. Be afraid. And really letting yourself be afraid and then deciding to do it anyway is what's necessary. But that whole, like, oh, well, just do it anyway, sounds easier than it is. But the key is to get comfortable being afraid. So what I like to tell people to do is sit and, you know, acknowledge. I have my kids talk out, what are you afraid of? What is it really that you're afraid of? What do you think is going to happen? What does fear feel like to you? You know, for me, fear always feels like I can't breathe and I'm going to throw up, you know?
Right.
So I really give myself permission to take a moment and go, oh, okay. So this is freaking me out, you know? And when you kind of can get comfortable with that, what's funny is that if you let yourself be afraid instead of trying to work so hard at overcoming it, it's kind of like a wave and it'll just pass. You know, fear is like any other emotion. It just wants to have its time. Let it have its time. And it'll start to kind of go on its own if you stop fighting so hard against it. So that's the first thing that I would tell people is stop struggling so hard and let yourself be afraid.
And Britt, what would you leave our listeners with today? What can they do right now today in this moment to be happier than they were yesterday?
There are two things that I would recommend that people do right now today if they want to be happier. Number one would be to start a gratitude practice. And that's one of those things that sounds so easy that we never do it. It's kind of like writing down your goals. You know, everybody says if you write down your goals, you're more likely to accomplish them. No one ever does it. A gratitude practice is where you write down three things every day that you're grateful for. Super easy. No one ever does it. But science has shown, and, you know, my experience and tons of people I've shown and talked to, if you write down today three things you're grateful for, even if you're having a bad day, you'll be happier. If you do that every day for a month, you'll be, like, exponentially happier and not just, oh, I'm in a good mood happier, but, like,
right,
you know, it'll change your outlook. So that's the simplest thing. Right now, do that. The second thing is a little bit trickier, and that is to practice meditating, so to sit for 10 minutes quietly. Everybody hates this. Not everybody. A lot of people hate it. It's really uncomfortable. We're not used to quiet. We're not too used to being alone with ourselves. And that's one of those things that has a whole lot of benefits. It opens up the road to a whole lot of the really hard, complicated stuff about finding happiness. But I don't really you can't tell anybody what's going to happen with that, you know, because it's unique. So I do things where I say, oh, just trust me, just do it.
just do it
and see what happens. It'll be good.
Yeah, just overcome the fear. It's okay. It's new. It might feel weird, but you just go ahead
and do
it.
You'll think you're doing it wrong.
Right. Well, Britt, thank you. I really appreciate you sharing some of your tips with us. I'd like to remind everyone that Britt's book, An Amateur's Guide to the Pursuit of Happiness, is available at Amazon.com. You can also find out more about Britt on her website, InPursuitOfHappiness.net. Now that's .net, not .com. InPursuitOfHappiness.net. You can read her blog and sign up to get a free happiness challenge emailed to you every week. So thank you, Britt. I really appreciate you being here for a fun interview.
Oh, thank you for having me very much.
This podcast is presented by Annie Jennings of the national publicity firm, Annie Jennings PR, and the creator of Jennings Wire Online Magazine, a diverse community of talented, insightful, and relevant bloggers that share helpful and perhaps life-changing posts and podcasts. So please enjoy more posts on Annie Jennings PR and discover bloggers that might be perfect for you. Till next time.